Speaking from in Pangani in KwaZulu-Natal is Nicole Dawson, who graduated from the Hearst campus and has a diploma in hospitality management and good food and fine wine. After working at Tintswalo Atlantic Private Lodge, Nicole established her own private chef company called Chef About Town. In December last year, her family bought a guest house in Simonstown called the Cheriton Guest House, where Nicole is the general manager and head chef. Welcome back to the studio, Nicole. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. A little bit cold, but it's nice and warm in here.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about yourself that I may have forgotten to mention in my introduction?
No, not really. It's just I am loving Simonstown at the moment, and it's a beautiful place with a lot of history. So, yes, we'll talk more about that.
Where does your love for food come from?
I've always had an interest for food. Funny enough, though, when I was young, your age, I didn't like tasting anything, no food. So when I went to high school, I studied home economics, and it was there that I was introduced to being brave enough to taste many different foods. And it was there when a representative from the Hearst campus arrived to discuss on career day of becoming a chef, and I knew that was for me.
Oh, so that's where you and I have a difference. I love eating everything.
Oh, now I love eating everything. I will eat anything now.
How was it starting to become a chef? And so what kept you motivated for all the years that you studied?
So the motivation is being able to create something and learning something new every day. And when you have put your heart and soul into a meal and you serve it to a guest, just their expression and their happiness that you're creating this beautiful experience for them, especially with our local food. We get to let them experience and learn the Cape Malay food, and yeah, it's just amazing.
What is your favorite dish to make or well to eat?
So my favorite dish to make is typically Thai food. One is Tom Yam Goong, which is shrimp soup. And it's got almost 17 different spices in it. But it's very delicious.
Okay, so now I hear a new word.
Tom Yam Goong.
Have you ever had a flop in the kitchen?
Oh, yes. The worst one that I can think of was when I was first cooking and learning. I had to do my exam, and I had to cook a chocolate gâteau cake, which is a layered cake with buttercream and vanilla and chocolate. But the problem was I mistook the sugar, and it was actually salt. So the whole cake looked beautiful. And then when the judges tasted it, their faces went, oh, disgusting.
They should have just put it down with something.
Yes.
Tell us more about your current role at the Cheriton Guest House.
So the Cheriton Guest House, we bought it in December of last year. It's been running for 17 years. There is a lot of history. The house itself is 100 years old. And most of our guests that we have there are from the South African Navy. So they come and train at the school, and we cater to them. And also, obviously, anybody who comes from overseas who wants to see the historic town, which is a very small town. And we celebrate a beautiful dog named Just Nuisance. And our pub downstairs at our guest house is named after him. And he's actually the one dog who was named an able seaman so that he could travel for free on the train. Because with the train, no one is allowed to travel unless they're a Navy. They can go on for free and you can't.
Is for any listener that would like to become a chef, what would you tell them? What motivation would you give them?
I think it's not a job for everyone. You must really love the hospitality and service. And before you decide to go and study, it would be a good thing to do a little time in a restaurant as a waiter, and a lot of people offered for you to go and work in the kitchen, or you do a little cooking course. I myself actually do training and cooking courses for kids, and that way you can see if you really like it and the hard work. It's long hours, but if you love it, you will stay.
I don't think I would become a chef, but I love eating. So yes. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just a little interesting fact about chefing. When you see your chefs wearing their white uniforms, that was actually created by Augustus Escoffier. And he worked as a chef in an army. So that's why the suit actually looks like an army uniform. And that was the brigade of all the sections in the kitchen for each person. So then you, like in the army, you have a general, so that's our head chef, and a chef de partie, which is where I started, and you learn each section in the kitchen.
Wow, so now I know something new. Thank you for joining me, Nicole, and all the best at the Cheddarton Guest House.